This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hornets and the Cavaliers. Charlotte's a three-point favorite here. The total here is 210. If you had to bet a side in this game, what would you do?
I'd probably bet the Cavs.
I kind of want to bet the Cavs. I actually think I'm going to. You know what? I'm going to bet the Cavs tonight. I needed either one or both of Sexland to play. We get Garland, but we get no Sexton. That's enough for me. Give me the Cavaliers plus three.
Garland leaned on by Martin. Goes to Love. Love now on a shorter Martin. Backing in. Love puts it up. He got it to go, and he got fouled.
Kevin Love. With a slow motion move into the middle, opportunity for a three-point play.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Ah, yes, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Which Bally Sports station is this?
Probably Bally Sports Ohio, because it was Fox Sports Ohio before.
Yeah. Bally Sports Ohio. When I think Bally's, I think of, remember that old like fitness chain back in the day? Like Jane Fonda worked for them, I think.
Of Bally's. Course. Absolutely.
That's not around anymore, right?
No, but there's a casino called Bally's Vegas.
Love casinos.
When do you think you're going to go back to one? When's the next time Nick Costos is going to be inside a casino?
So I actually have like one of my buddies, and it's going to sound like he's like a total degenerate, and he's actually like not like a full blown degenerate, but he's probably like halfway there. I don't think he'll ever get to full
halfway
blown.
There.
Yes, he's not like full blown degenerate. Right. He's been going, he's probably been to Foxwoods like four or five times. This reminds me, I just love the wonder of it all.
Jeez.
I got an email from a couple of my friends like 3 weeks ago that I never responded to. They booked like a room, and they go enough where they get like the upgraded package or whatever. They had like, because one of my buddies goes and just loses tons of money at the penny slots, which is incredible. Like, what an achievement. I think I might go like next month. I think I may go to a casino.
Right. And obviously you're getting second vaccinated in a couple weeks, right? Like whatever your 3 weeks has happened.
2 weeks from, no, 2 weeks from this past Tuesday. So less than two
weeks. Great. And I'll be soon after that, which will be great. And we'll be fully vaccinated here on the show. I think it'll be pretty soon for me too. I can't, your friend's gone four times to Foxwoods like in the last.
Maybe more.
Oh God. Yeah. Take a chance.
And in all seriousness, like the guy I'm talking about, I won't say his name, whatever, it doesn't matter. But it's called Bill, whatever, Bill.
Right. Rapid test. Hope it's negative.
Like, he's got his life together. Like he does well with himself and the whole deal. So but he loves the casino so much that he goes during a global pandemic.
Right. And I'm not Mr. Shut In, Mr. Stay Inside. Like we've been outside like this entire year, basically. My wife and I and our kids. But man, casinos, that's been a bridge too far for me, just because I know I've spent a lot of time in casinos in my life. I'm very aware of how dirty they are. And like, this is pandemic and casinos, just not something that seemed to mix in my brain, but good for your friend.
Nice. Get corona. Roll them respiratory disease. Spin the wheel. Hope you don't have to go to the hospital.
I mean, just the chips too. Oh God, casino. Ah, I'm getting like the shivers just. But
I am dying, man, to play some blackjack. Just
sure.
Dying.
Yeah, I'm with you. The whole thing, everything about it, like all the table games, blackjack, throw some dice, play a little roulette.
Are you okay?
Should we do it? No, doing a show trip.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is not a spontaneous idea. I've actually thought about this. Like, we're going to be vaccinated. You and I will, at least. I don't know about the rest of our crew, but hopefully.
No, we're the only two that matter, so that's good.
Yeah. So listen. So we'll talk. Right. Should we go like for the NBA playoffs for like a weekend and like do shows out in Vegas? Like, do you think we could pull that off?
I would love to be able to try to pull it off. Yeah.
So you get vaccinated. Would you go after you're vaccinated?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Good.
They've already said air travel is like, well, air travel was never, whatever. We don't have to go over all the specifics, but yes.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like Dr. Fauci was basically, if you get vaccinated, you should still never leave your house. And I'm like, okay, doc.
At both extremes, plenty of morons on both extremes right now, to be perfectly honest.
And to be fair, I don't want to turn this, you're right, because I don't want to turn this into like what that made it sound like I want to turn it into, which I don't. Right. And Ken's right about what he said. It's on both sides. It's whatever. Yeah. But yes, I kind of like need to play some blackjack.
I need. Like I need to play some blackjack.
Because like I've been betting on sports this whole time. Like I need to sit down and like play some table games. I need to play some cards.
Do we think there's a book in Vegas that would love to have us, that would maybe want to have us out there to do some shows? We think we can make that happen?
I can't imagine that wouldn't be the case.
Could we do it for the finals and actually make that fun and make that a vacation?
Yeah, I mean,
July 8th to the 22nd for those who have forgotten.
I don't know if I could do 2 weeks in Vegas. I could go for like 4 days, maybe.
Maybe we go for the start.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, I would love that.
Okay. Like 8th, 10th, 13th, or whatever it is.
Yeah, man, I just want to drink and play cards and bet on.
I think we're onto something here. Yeah, maybe we'll do a little collaboration offline.
And I legitimately did think about this a couple days ago, and I like forgot to bring it up because you know ideas flit in and out of my head constantly.
Right.
When you kill a lot of brain cells over the course of your life,
and you didn't tell your agent. That was your key. That was your keynote. Usually, you tell your agent when you
want. Yeah. He's got something going on this weekend, but I'm going to talk to him on Monday, and this is going to be one of the things that gets discussed.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like basically
NBA
like
NBA finals. Hey, if it's Nets, like, Lakers, we're in Vegas, full props, have people on, you know,
like the great Mike D runs sports for our entire company. I'm going to be like, Tim, my agent, Tim, you need to call Mike and be like, hey, Mike, what do you think about this? And then we'll go from there. We'll see what happens. Okay. Before we get to our NBA takeaways from last night, how did the bets go? We can be quick on this and then we'll get to the NBA.
I mean, a total mixed bag across everything. I was really happy we went the old timey baseball handicapper route with Pirates first 5.5 and money line. That was pretty helpful. Those ended up basically offsetting like all of my other baseball losses, which was awesome. And then
you
NBA
broke the unit off.
I did. Well, I shouldn't
and it
have
paid yeah. off. You know, usually I didn't break it off. I just did.
Yeah, I know. You just bet a lot on everything. I know. Yeah. That's what I got. And then NBA, I think I went 3-4. I had two different games where I had side total. I had side total in each game. Pacers and over. Excellent. And I mean, Pacers overs recently. Whew, Rockets overs recently. Whew, I don't think that's going to go anywhere anytime soon. And then Kings Wizards, which was extremely disappointing. And I kept waiting for the Kings to come back in that game. They made
eight
a couple times. Yeah, they made 8 a couple times, 6 a couple times. And just the defense was atrocious. And then the game doesn't go over, like, despite that. Just a weird game. Wizards win by 12, I think, was the final tally. But
14, 110-96.
Yeah. And then honestly, like, the bet that I was the most proud of, just because it was an opponent split bet and I thought everything made sense, was I saw a lot of people on the Pelicans last night, because it's a small number at home against, like, I think, you know, the Knicks still are viewed as kind of overachievers. And boy, I mean, the Knicks were dead right in that game. I don't even know if they ever, I think they gave up the lead for 2 minutes in the third quarter and that was about it. So 3-4 in NBA, but a bunch of the opponent split stuff worked, a bunch of the total stuff didn't. And that's kind of where the record comes from.
Would you like to say thank you in Japanese to Arihara for us winning our Rangers first 5-inning bet?
Yeah, it's what is it again? You gotta
arigato. So you got that
right. Arigato.
Well, arigato.
Arigato.
Not ori. Yeah, you can't art. You can't Orlando.
Orlando. Orlando. No, yeah, that's that. Right.
And then we could just make gozaimasu. Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arihara.
Arihara.
There you have it.
It's not your Hara. It's not my Hara. It's our Hara.
He's Ari Hara. Great job by him. Okay. NBA takeaways now from last night. Rick, you can drop that beat. I got a little bet regret. I regret not betting the Nets. And I know, like, you know, hindsight's 20/20. They end up covering the spread. Kyrie scores 37. Embiid and Simmons have to come back in at the end of the game. By the way, not bad for a nationally televised game for Embiid to go 39-13 for MVP. Yeah. Bets, you know, in case Jokic ends up slipping up a little bit. Right. I really, because, like, you know, we both said yesterday in the Power Hour, like, if we had to bet the game, we'd bet the Nets. I honestly feel like we kind of missed an opportunity here by not betting Brooklyn. And as far as takeaways for the game go, there are none because, like, it was not even like a real game.
Right. When these teams end up, somebody's going to do this. When these teams end up playing in the conference finals, somebody's going to be like, well, in the season series, the Sixers went 2-1. And it's just going to be like, oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. like you can't, if anybody does season series anything in the playoffs and from a content standpoint, not even gambling, anybody you listen to on radio, TV, whatever, just you can safely just assume they didn't watch basketball all year and turn off your television or turn off your radio or turn off your phone. It's just all that stuff is going to be. Nobody played in any of these games. So yeah, I don't have any specific game takeaways. Let's do the MVP thing here though, because we can tie in this result. Embiid played awesome. Jokic had a triple double and they won. There was the second ESPN NBA straw poll was today. And the first one was when, I don't think there was one in between this. The first one was when LeBron and Embiid basically split all the first place votes. This was 3 months ago, something like that. And there was a new one conducted, came out this morning. 101 people who have MVP votes. So these are actual voters. And we've gotten some hints about what they're thinking.
How many people vote for this?
I think, I don't know the answer, but I think it's a really large number. But I can't say for sure.
And I would say not many of them are qualified. I don't know that. I probably shouldn't say that out loud. Actually, you know what? Well, I mean it.
Yeah, no, you should mean it. And much like with NFL draft stuff, where it's like, well, I would draft this guy and be like, that's not what we're solving for when we're betting. With MVP, it's like, well, this guy's the best player. That's not what we're solving for. We're solving for who are they going to vote for?
This is like having Nick Costos do an NFL mock draft that a lot of people are going to read, except my mock draft means nothing. And a person's MVP vote actually does mean something.
Right. And this is a straw poll of actual people who have MVP votes. 101 people polled. Jokic, 95 first place votes right now of 101 people voting. Embiid got 5. And then I think it was like 2 for a bunch of random guys. So, you know, if you've been joining us on the Jokic train, it's getting to the point where the argument, this isn't really for us because we can't really like get out of the Embiid positions, but people who are coming in now who are like, wait, but I missed it. First of all, we did it for like 90 consecutive days, but also like, how high does Jokic have to be to not bet him right now? Because all you're doing is just dodging an injury basically right now. That's all we are. That's all we're at right now is just, he can't get hurt. Basically.
Do you want to hear something sick? Sure. I think like this sometimes.
Okay. Do you think he's going to get hurt? Is that like what's going to happen? Okay.
No, I think he's not going to get hurt because Murray got hurt. And because like the law of averages dictates that like, it's not going to happen to another player on the same team and another star. I don't know if that makes
sense. That's some astrological stuff right there, buddy. That's
just, you know who disagrees with that? The Golden State Warriors with Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant in the NBA.
Was measuring the distance between the planets last night. And I was thinking, you know what? There's no way Jokic is getting hurt this year.
I don't think he's going to. So there you have it. But you know what I base that on? Wagertainment. Nothing.
Right. You know what they call that? You know what we call that? A Pisces and a Sagittarius. but I think the straw poll news is interesting. We're obviously in awesome shape. Jokic, I'm curious, based off that information, I wonder if the price, I should have checked the price before I came on today, but minus 225 yesterday. It's only news flash. It's only going up because basically all the only two people that are going to be left in the market in like 2 weeks are Jokic and Embiid. That'll be, you know, under 20-1 basically. And we're probably already getting close to that. So,
225 still, and Embiid plus 240 and now at our show sponsor bet.
Right. So what's being created basically is like a two-sided bet because it's where it's like, will Jokic win? Yes, no. And the no is Embiid. So, and the, you know, you can't bet both anymore. You make, you know, $1 on 200, something like that. So the margin is gone to make a bet. You just have to decide basically based on that straw poll, especially like, can enough happen where Jokic doesn't win? And should it actually be greater than that? That's for people who don't have our positions though. That's for people coming in right now.
You bet BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Thursday, going over last night's NBA takeaways. Visit BetRivers.com, download the BetQL app. I want to group a bunch of results together here as it relates to the Western Conference play-in tournament.
Good idea.
I don't know that it's not entirely locked in, but I think it's pretty likely that we know who the four teams are going to be in the Western Conference play-in tournament. They all played last night. The 7 and 8 seeds played, and that was Dallas taking down Memphis 114-113 on the Luka Doncic ridiculous, like, off balance falling forward 3-pointer at the buzzer to win the game. So Dallas wins last night over the Grizzlies. It was Golden State beating the Thunder 147-109, and as you just look at that scoreline, you're like, what the hell just happened?
That's your bag, Oklahoma City opponents. That's like, yes, one of your things,
scoring a billion back, points. And I'm facing, and no one will care about this except me, but in my season-long fantasy basketball league in the playoffs, I'm facing Curry. And he's got like a million threes already this week and 95 points in 2 games. It's just really frustrating.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So Golden State wins again, and the Spurs lose to the Raptors. I don't know that there's a team in the NBA that I'm less interested in than the San Antonio Spurs. Give me Sacramento. Give me the Pelicans. Give me any other team in this play-in tournament except for San Antonio. No interest in San Antonio. They end up losing last night to the Raptors. The Pelicans lose. They're kind of on the fringe. They're probably not going to make it. And the Kings get blown out by the Wizards. So I think we're going to get, it looks like now at least, Ken, Dallas against San Antonio, 7-10. And then Memphis against Golden State in the 8-9. I believe that's how it's going, right? 7 versus 10 and 8 versus 9. Yep. So we can kind of...
If it ended right now. If it ended right now. Yeah, well, I would argue Pelicans are 2 behind San Antonio.
Please.
It's like there's 20 games left. What is it? Like 26 18? Games left? Something like that?
No, that's less than that.
Sorry. I added 10 when I shouldn't have added 10. 17 games left?
17, 18 games left, yeah.
That sounds about right. Like... That's enough to make 2.
All right, yeah. We'll hold this here. We'll do more of it on the other side, play-in tournament in the West. The Pacers and the Rockets. Indiana laying 4.5 on the road in Houston. Total 234.
I like Indiana a lot, and I like the over a lot. You look at Houston's defense recently. Look at what Indiana's been doing last night against the Clippers, especially, would be a good example of that. There's just no way this total can't be 240. This is like the absolute perfect situation, in my opinion, to play Indiana. Smashed against the Clippers. Everyone's down on them. They're in a game with like a really soft number against a quit team, basically, like Indiana and like the over.
Brogdon, the offensive rebound. LeVert drives, creates, and scores, and draws the foul. And he does it against Jay Sean Tate, his high school teammate.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Oh, Bally's. Bally Sport Indiana on the highlight. They're everywhere, man.
all over the place. A lot of different networks.
Okay. Pacers get the job done. Game goes over the total. Not going to mention that our guy Reed Wallach came on the show and was like, man, like, we love the under. Okay.
I would, you know, at least the amount you lose is not dictated by how much the bet loses by. At least that's,
I feel like lightning bet. This, not a lot I of feel fun. Like yeah. I feel like Reed might be the mush right now. BetQL won like every bet for like a month before Reed started coming that's on and giving bets out.
And now, not.
You know what, though? It's fun. You know what it is? It's fun content for our show, so whatever. You better you bet. BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Go to betrivers.com, download the BetQL app. All right. So Rick has actually corrected us here. Rick is someone who actually knows about this kind of thing, as opposed to Ken and I, who were just shooting from the hip in the last segment.
Literally, I honestly had no idea. And the best part is we didn't have to know to make, like, there was no bet to make on this. So I'm really actually just glad we learned now. But this was what? And somebody in our chat asked the same thing. They're like, what's the format for the play-in tournaments? And Rick in our chat during the break explains it. And I go, I had no idea it was even close to this. If you gave me 10 guesses, I wouldn't have gotten this.
So this is how it works right now. Seven plays the 10. Excuse me.
No.
Seven. Okay, I'm going to start over here.
All right.
Seven plays the 8.
Correct.
The winner gets the 7 seed.
Right.
Nine plays 10. Loser eliminated.
Yes.
Loser of the 7-8 game plays the winner of the 9-10 game. Winner gets the 8 seed. So the 7 and 8 seeds get rewarded by virtue of having double elimination, basically, while the 9 or the 10 need to win twice in order to get in as the 8 seed. So that's what we're looking at here. So it would then be Dallas versus Memphis, a rematch of the game we saw last night. Winner that gets the 7 seed. And it would be Golden State versus San Antonio. Like,
I mean, what would that number be in a playoff game? Ooh, man.
Warriors, what, 7?
Oh, I guess what we didn't figure out is, Is this all a neutral location or a team's hosting this? Rick, do you know that? Do you know if these games are in neutral sites or not? Rick says no idea. We're going to get to the bottom of this one. Let me tell you.
Okay, we'll get Ben Ryder on
it. Yet. Who knows?
We'll get Ben Ryder on it once he's done figuring out what the Astros did in 2017.
He's still on that beat. He's still on the beat of what happened with the Astros. Has not yet. He's digging, Nick. But he hasn't gotten to the bottom of it yet.
He's almost there. But we'll end up. We can get to the bottom of this one here. What's going on here? Where these games are going to be played? So what do we think here? Like, knowing, like, not definitely what these matchups are going to be, but I think we have a pretty decent idea. At the very least, I think Dallas, Memphis, and Golden State are going to be a part of this in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it is. There's a small likelihood that with Dallas only one game back of Portland for the 6 seed. And I know we had like Luka and Cuban complaining about
better
the
seeds
format.
Are the hosts. So the games are being hosted. So normal. No neutral site games.
Yep. Normal. And I wonder if everybody's going to increase fans allowed for that, because we're still a ways away from that happening. Still another month, could have more fans there too, which would be fun. Portland still can be in this pretty easily. Portland's not very good. They could definitely be in this. Dallas is a game behind them. So it could end up being Portland instead of Dallas. I think Memphis is in it for sure. Golden State's in it for sure. Like, those two, you can just like 1,000,000% they're in the play-in tournament. Does New Orleans pass San Antonio? Every TV viewer on earth or basketball fan would like that to happen. If these are the games that we get, a lot of small spreads, man. What did you bet Dallas at last night against Memphis?
3.
And that was on
In Memphis.
In Memphis, right? Yeah. So Dallas would be, I mean, there's guys not playing. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in these games, but
5.5.
Yeah.
Six.
Like, I don't think you would see, I mean, Pelicans, either team, small spread too. Like, Dallas is favored over everybody, obviously. And by like a healthy margin. Spurs would be the team in the market, especially when it's like playoff rotation too. So that's what we have when we get there. I guess the note here is, like, whatever your projections for teams are in the regular season, you actually do the minutes differently, and every team becomes better in the postseason depending on what their rotation is, because they play fewer guys. So, like, if you give Luka 35 minutes a night right now, you're going to give him, like, 44 minutes in the play-in game. And that 9 more minutes of Luka, yeah, that's better than any 9 minutes you gave the Mavs the entire season. And if you're given, you know, same thing with whatever Curry's going to play, whatever Zion's going to play, John Morant's going to play, like, 44 minutes in the play-in game. I mean, this was, you know, Lillard last year in the bubble, where it's just, like, what is literally the maximum amount of minutes, makes the team better, makes the rating better. Spurs don't have any guys like that. I don't really care who plays the max number of minutes. Like, DeMar DeRozan playing more, yeah, it doesn't really move the needle for me, but yeah, I get like 5-4 minutes of Curry, yeah, you make some buckets, see? Curry, by the way, another game last night, speaking of a team that's going to be in the play-in tournament, like, if they make it out, so let's say they're the nine, play the Spurs in a play-in, be a huge favorite, win in all likelihood. A game against Dallas would be very, very fun to have Dallas and Golden State play for the last playoff spot, if that were to ever happen, or Memphis would be fun too. Man, if you're Utah and Golden State comes out, it's just like, yes, Utah's better. They'll be a big favorite to win in advance, but I don't think they want to see like Golden State necessarily just in that kind of a situation versus Memphis or San Antonio or New Orleans or a lot of the other teams that could be the eight.
Well, you know, it'd be interesting. Like, you put Wiggins on Donovan Mitchell. I'm not saying he's going to like shut Donovan Mitchell down, and like Curry could absolutely carry them over the finish line, but Curry would have to go supernova for like the entire series, which by the way,
he's doing right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Very much within the realm of possibility, obviously.
Right. So it's just kind of interesting. Like if you're Utah, and I know Memphis has played Utah tough a little bit, but I think there's one team you really don't want to see. The Pelicans just keep lurking as this team. And I'm the guy who told you to bet the Knicks last night and that this was the Pelican season in a nutshell, like 2-point favorite at home against a team you would think they could be able to handle. And yet here we are, and they just don't handle them. They're just such an interesting team if they make it out, because their ceiling the whole season has seemed high. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's like Boston, where they just never get there and it's just never going to materialize the way we think it is. But, you know, a couple interesting teams. And now I don't think any of these teams are winning multiple series. You know, conference finals for Dallas, maybe like outside possibility, but that's it. It's really more, I would compare it exactly to Portland in the bubble, where it's, this is really fun and Lillard's awesome, and maybe they can give a top seed a go and like make it fun, and like there's no chance they win the title, and there's no chance they even maybe go to the conference finals. So I think all the teams that are emerging here kind of fit that fun Lillard Blazers profile from the bubble last year.
The Eastern Conference is a lot more nebulous, right? So Philly,
well, and more so today with the news, but yeah.
So. Yes, so we'll get to that in a second here. From 4 through 9, Atlanta is currently the 4 seed. Indiana right now is the 9 seed. All of these teams from 4 through 9 are separated by 3.5 games or less. Atlanta, yep. Atlanta is 3.5 games ahead of Indiana right now. Atlanta's the 4. Indiana is currently the 9. So we have Atlanta as the 4 right now currently. Boston is the 5. The Knicks are the 6. Miami is the 7. Charlotte, who like can't break 100 points to save their life right now with all the players out. James Borrego actually says that last night. We'll get to that in a second here. Charlotte's the 8. Indiana the 9. Now here's where it gets a little interesting in the Eastern Conference.
I agree.
So Chicago right now is the 10. They are 4 back of Indiana right now for the 9 seed. So we assume the teams that I'm about to list right now are likely only in contention for the 10. Like, probably correct. Not going to catch Indiana for the 9.
Yep.
Yes. So that's Chicago. Toronto is 1 game back of Chicago.
They're like trying to not make it, and they still might make it.
Which is crazy. The Wizards, who all of a sudden look like world beaters here over the last couple games, are 1 game out of the playoffs right now. The Cleveland Cavaliers, Ken Barkley, are 2 games out of the playoffs. I want to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers for a second here. So Cleveland, bet on them last night. They take care of business against Charlotte. Kevin Love looking great, 17 and 11. Darius Garland goes for 17 last night. Darius Garland says after the game last night, we're focused on the playoffs. 18 games to go. Our best basketball's in front of us. That's our goal. And apparently like raucous celebration for the Cavs after the win last night. Yep. Cleveland's hosting Golden State tonight. Warriors are 6.5, 7-point favorites, right? You know what? Steph Curry's got 95 points in the last 2 games. You know what Steph's going to see on the other side of the court tonight? His old tormentor, Kevin Love.
What if they put him on him like the whole game as a joke?
Oh, well, Steph will score 70 if that happens.
Right, he'll score 95 points. Right, exactly.
I kind of like the Cavs to cover tonight, and like I don't know that it's completely outside the realm of possibility that the Cavs end up getting the 10 seed.
Right, and I think the note that's worth putting out there is Woj had this a couple hours ago that Zach Levine is going to be
Zach Levine protocols,
which I think that's the catalyst for this entire thing. Because if Zach Levine was still playing, like Chicago is still a big favorite to be the 10, I think. But if Zach Levine's he's been put in health and safety protocols. This is what happened with Evan Fournier too. I think it's like 2 weeks and 5 games or whatever it's going to be. But it's tough because obviously you have the best player on your team is not going to be available, and you're like you said one up on Washington, who looks pretty good. Washington's a really interesting team because if they made it, like they could beat everybody else in the play-in, like very easily. Like they're the whole year they've been more talented than everybody else in the play-in.
In a 1 game, like Beal goes nuclear, Russ goes nuclear, Rui has a nice game. Yeah,
on the way down, and nobody's playing, and like ball. The funny thing would be is if Charlotte fell all the way down, but then in the play-in, Hayward back and LaMelo Ball back, and then they get to play the Wizards, like some kind of weird dynamic. But I think the Cavs point is actually really interesting. So you mentioned the Warriors game tonight. Here's the next seven games after that. So they play the Warriors tonight. Now you get, they play Chicago two of the next three. Both will not be with Zach LaVine on the team. So you have at Chicago, no LaVine, at Detroit, home Chicago, no LaVine, at Charlotte, at Washington, at Toronto, home wow. Orlando, home Washington.
It's all teams at the bottom of the East.
They could literally be, forget the Warriors game tonight. Like, we'll assume they lose that. They're a big dog. They could win eight games in a row, legitimately. They could actually win eight games in a row.
Rick just typed in the Bulls schedule down the stretch here. Two against the Nets, two against the Bucks, two against the Heat, the Grizzlies, two against the Celtics, one against the Philadelphia 76ers. And they, by the way, they lost last night to Orlando with Zach LaVine.
Is Chicago ever making the playoffs anymore? Because now it's Washington and Cleveland with that schedule?
Rick, pop on here. You cover the Bulls closer than any of us do on the show by virtue of, you do the post game for 670 to score.
Vooch, too. What a waste. Oh, God.
Bulls going to make the playoffs, Rick?
Not thinking so. They are paper soft. They are
not
one.
Thinking so.
They are
not
one.
Thinking so.
They are
gotta be a new segment on the show. Not thinking so.
Not thinking so with Rick Ham. The Bulls gonna make the playoffs. Not thinking so. You gonna use that napkin to wipe your mouth? Not thinking so. Got the bag, the fast food bag. Awesome. This was a really fun first hour here on You Better You Bet. Loved it. All our NBA bets for tonight, including on the Cavs-Warriors game coming out in the Power Hour, hour number three. Last hour dedicated entirely to the NFL draft. Matt Friedman from the Action Network going to join us. Next hour, whale capper Drew Densick. He's got stuff on the NFL draft for us. We're going to play the name game, debut that on You Better You Bet. But starting the hour, pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola on a host of interesting topics to start hour number two.